Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Principles for Success, The Call to Adventure. And this is episode one in a video series all about success. So if you're interested in the other videos or this one, you can go ahead and take a look at those after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's get into our sentence. At the beginning, I needed to escape the conventions that surrounded me, which meant that I needed to think for myself. So in this sentence, the speaker is telling us about the beginning of his journey toward success. So since this is episode one in this little video series, he's just telling us about the first step kind of toward success for him and how it all started for him. And in this sentence, he's telling us that at the beginning, he needed to escape certain things. He needed to let go of certain ideas, and then he needed to think for himself. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. At the beginning, I needed to escape the conventions that surrounded me, which meant that I needed to think for myself. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is escape. Escape is a verb and it means to get free of or to get away from something. So for example, you could say, this government program helps people escape poverty. So that means it helps them get out of poverty. Or you could say something like, for me, playing video games is a way to escape reality. So you get away from reality by playing video games. And escape, this word, can also have a kind of more literal meaning. It can mean to actually get free from a dangerous situation or a bad place. For example, everyone escaped from the burning building. So there's a burning building and people inside of it. If they get out of that building, they have escaped that building. All right, our next vocabulary is related to escape and it is break from. So break from is a phrase and it means to end a relationship or a connection or an agreement with someone or something. You could say something like, Dan broke from tradition when he decided to open his own business rather than taking over the family company. And our next vocabulary is related to escape and break from, and it is break loose. So break loose is another phrase, and it means to get away from someone or something by using effort or some kind of force. And we often use break loose with from, so we would say break loose from something. For example, the criminal broke loose from the handcuffs. So that would mean he literally got his hands out of the handcuffs. He broke loose. He broke out of the handcuffs. Or you could say something like, she wants to break loose from societal expectations. So in this case, she's not literally using her might, her force to get out of something, but she is trying to get out of something that is less literal. She's trying to get out of expectations. So she wants to get away or break loose from these expectations. All right, our next vocabulary word is convention. Convention is a noun and it means a way of acting or doing things that's considered usual or correct. An example sentence could be, the woman challenged social conventions of that time by choosing to not get married. So a long time ago, women were all expected to get married. This was a social convention or part of the social conventions of that time. All right, our next word is related to convention and it is conventional. So conventional is the adjective form of this word. So it means following conventions. So it's usual or it's something that's common and ordinary. For example, the company wants to stick to conventional marketing methods like television commercials. So here, conventional marketing methods would be marketing methods that are considered traditional or common or usual. All right, and our next word is related to conventional, and it is unconventional. So unconventional is just the opposite of conventional. So it is not traditional and it is not common. For example, you could say, the artist lives an unconventional lifestyle. That would mean that his lifestyle is not usual. Not many people live this type of lifestyle, so it is unconventional. All right, our next word is surround. Surround is a verb, and it means to be all around someone or something. For example, you could say, the garden is surrounded by a fence, and that would mean the garden has a fence all around it. Or you could say something like, being surrounded by negativity put me in a bad mood. And our last word is related to surround, and it is surroundings. So surroundings is a noun, and note that this noun already has an S on it, so you need the S here for it to be this noun. And your surroundings are the places or the objects or the conditions that are around you. Basically, it's your environment. So an example sentence could be, when walking in the woods, you should always be aware of your surroundings. So when we say you should be aware of your surroundings, it means that you should look around your environment. You should know who is around you or what is around you and what's happening to make sure that you're safe. All right, that is it for our vocabulary words. So let's read our sentence one more time. At the beginning, I needed to escape the conventions that surrounded me, which meant that I needed to think for myself. All right, that is all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. Today's question is, what do you think is important for success? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.